Good morning. Good afternoon. Well, I have no idea what time it is when you're listening to this editorial because this is radio on the internet. This is Galganov.com. I'm Howard Galganov. There's no CRTC. There's no FCC. There's only you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And, well, it's very, very late in the afternoon, actually almost early in the evening when I'm recording this. And the reason why it's so late is because I've been watching the congressional hearings with Peter Strzok, however the hell he pronounces his name, all day long. I guess Congress broke to go vote. So they're sort of off the air for a while, but they'll be back soon. We're all paying an awful lot of attention to what's happening with President Trump's trip in Europe. So we're focused on NATO. We're focused on his meeting with Elizabeth May in England. We're focused on Brexit. We're interested in what's happening with Angela Merkel of Germany. We're interested in what's going to happen with President Trump's meeting with Putin. And as I wrote in this editorial, it all doesn't amount to a hill of beans in comparison to what's happening right now, as I'm recording this, to the American people and all of your freedoms through the hearings in with the FBI in Congress. It's remarkable how... It's hard for me to put into words, but I'm going to do it as simply as I can. As far as I'm concerned, the FBI, all of the FBI, until they prove otherwise, are committing treason. For a guy like Strzok and all the people around him to close their eyes to the fact that he went out of his way to give Hillary Clinton a free ride, even though we know she's guilty of sin, and then... even before Donald Trump was made president of the United States, before he was even elected to be president of the United States of America, he was conspiring with Lisa Page and a whole bunch of other people to stop him, to take him down. And once he won the election fairly, and the people of the United States of America spoke, by electing President Donald Trump or Donald Trump to become president, he wanted to find out whatever he possibly could to impeach him, to embarrass him, to force him out of office one way or another. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that sedition is made out of. It's far more serious than anything that we're following as far as America goes. And what's happening in Europe, I mean, it's not just a little bit more serious. It is incredibly more serious. Your entire democracy, your republic, is hanging by a thread. And you can't see it, or a lot of people can't see it. When I listened, I'm watching, actually, the congressional hearing, and the Democrats are doing everything they possibly can to obstruct the Republicans from finding out the truth. And Trey Gowdy said it best. He said, take the name Trump out of all of those texts that Strzok sent to his lover, Lisa Page. Take them all out. Take the name Trump out and put in your name. And you would cringe at the absolute power held by the FBI, but not just the FBI. Name any of the Secret Services, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, and on and on and on. Is America becoming literally a police state? I don't think you're far from it. I think if this isn't stopped here and now, stopped, I think the future for America is not going to be very bright. And it's going to end up with an awful lot of pain. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me. The way radio really, really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, you have a great day.